Hey everybody, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I am here with three of my students. We just finished a 7-day advanced training in the Mystic Science of the Cards. And we are in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico. Can you hear the bells? The church bells are ringing here all the time. People are dancing in the streets. Very, very magical place. And we've just been deeply involved in learning the system, yes?
Yes.
See.
So if you're tuning into this show for the first time, you know, it's really based on this mystic oracle that's an ancient book of time. And as many of you know, I take calls to do little readings. Today I have three of my students still here with me, so, you know, I thought I'd just this is fun, because usually I'm alone and I feel like I'm talking to myself. So now I have them to talk to. So while I'm searching for the call-in numbers, who wants to say something about where you are, what you've been, what you think about the cards, what's been happening? Anybody? Come on.
Well, the cards for me have been very illuminating for relationship, not just with myself, but with all of the people in my life. So I'm learning the relevance as I move through relationship and how all of these mystical, magical things impact that.
That's where I am.
That was Marcia, by the way. Don, can you post the call-in numbers for me on the Skype page? Thank you. So you have them also on your website page, if you're on the page for BBS Radio. Today is a Seven of Clubs day, Seven of Clubs, Five of Diamonds, and those of you that are used to getting my card of the day email, I apologize to you that they haven't been consistent this week because I've been in another world here doing this workshop and being in San Miguel, which is very magical, and if you've ever been here, you know it is, and so I haven't been very consistent with the card of the day email, so I apologize for that. But today is a day of refinement. It's a day of communication. It's a day when we look and see what's important to us and is it in the proper place on our priority list. Because if it's not, we want to move it somewhere where it is. You know, oftentimes our duties and our day-to-day living and life get in the way of what's truly important to us. And this is a day that asks us to focus on what we feel and what we know we want and to, you know, see where we are honoring that in our living and where we might not be. And then if necessary, make the changes so that we can be more in alignment with our true desires and what we know is healthiest and most supportive for ourselves. So that's what this day is about, apparently. That just came floating through. So you guys, do you have something you want to say? I have with me here Steve, Marcia, and Jim. And, you know, I don't know if they can talk at this point.
there's a lot of information that came through this week.
That's Steve.
And the biggest part is recognizing that it's a living oracle and that it applies in so many ways towards mastery and really understanding what dynamics are in play as we go through these various experiences that sometimes can be real challenging. And so it's been a good week.
It has
been a good week. Let me give you the call-in numbers. toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If you can't get through on that line, 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. So those are lines 1 and 2, and the first one was toll-free. And you can Skype. BBS Radio is the handle. So those are all the numbers I'm going to give you at the moment. It's been really incredible being drenched in this oracle and what it's wanted to express to all of us for the past several days. And just spending every day, all day long, you know, looking at the cards and talking about the cards and really, you know, everybody having a personal experience of how, you know, this system reveals to you your true nature, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How was that profound for you, Mr. Joker Jim? Mm-hmm.
Jim here. I had a crazy, crazy week. The Oracle certainly was front and center. The truly impactful part for me was to see the high and low side of each opportunity as we embraced the Oracle in community. And it was much easier to take the high road when given the chance to choose. So if that helped to bring about the best possible outcome, then I feel very fortunate that we had this community to do that in.
I love that you said that it was easy to take the higher road, because oftentimes when we don't have that reflection before us and maybe we're feeling sorry for ourselves or lost in our own confusion, we don't make that choice. But when we have each other and we can see what the possibility is, then we're more apt to take that choice, which is why I think it's really important for people to be so honest with themselves and one another, you know?
And that's where the communication piece plays so highly,
yes,
too. And actually verbalizing it.
Yeah, and that's the twos, people. Twos are all about communication. Mm-hmm. And we did our whole week in the club suit. We started on the King of Clubs Day, worked our way down. So that was intentional, because the club suit is all about communication and learning and expression, discovery through the mind and thought and sharing. Yes?
Yes.
Especially when we got to the 9. Very transformational.
Yeah. Huh?
Do we have a call? Do we have a caller?
No, we don't have a caller.
No callers
They're
yet.
Listening to us.
Oh, interesting.
If you want to call in, we can look at your cards. We can tell you what your soul and spirit cards are. If you don't know what your birthday card is, call. We're here. We want to talk to you. Marcus, if you're tuning in from the bus, call us. We're calling you. So he might not be on the bus yet.
Yes.
I wonder if you guys can hear the bells. Somebody call in and tell me if you can hear the church bells. These bells start ringing at like 5 in the morning or something. They ring at midnight, and they're ringing all the time. It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. It's really, really amazing. And then there are the Los Locos, the crazies, who dress up in costumes and dance to music in the streets. It's fabulous. And this is not for tourism. This is for their own satisfaction.
Pleasure, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things that was really profound for me in being in the position of the teacher, so to speak, in this for this week-long journey was to see each person come into alignment with their nature via, you know, via the understanding of who they are in this life and the energy they're embodying and the spirit energy that they carry within that wants to be expressed and the soul energy that they're carrying that brings the, you know, it's the wisdom that everyone brought with them, each and every one of us. And watching that unfold through this journey of time for the week was really, really beautiful because there were moments of, you know, there were moments where there was confusion, there were moments where there was laughter, there were moments where there were tears, and all the while, each and every experience of learning and feeling and self-reflection was bringing each individual into this place of self-knowing. And the relief, I want to say the relief, is that a good word?
Good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the relief that came over everyone of just realizing and accepting the self-acceptance.
Yes,
That manifested was really, really beautiful for me to watch. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't express this before, but it's true because it was like, and at first the separation, at first it seemed like everyone was connected and then all of a sudden everyone became separated and then everyone came back together because it was a journey of going in and out of self and seeing for yourselves, each one of you, who you are and realizing how complex and intricate and incredible each one of you are and your expression of that. And I think for each of you, you saw that that each of you started to see the real expressions of the cards manifesting to each other, didn't you?
Yes, and also the mirroring aspect of that and being in the relationship and not, it's not even feeling the play internally, but it's like watching the whole process in another person's face sometimes as all of a sudden the realization is there and you kind of go, whoa, you know, so yeah, it was a lot of mirroring going on.
You know, a lot of times we don't realize, we're not aware, and this is happening all the time, that we're emitting frequencies and vibrations from our thoughts, through our voice, through our feelings and our emotions. And we're just these walking, you know, beings of emanation. And, you know, we're affecting one another. And sometimes it's comfortable and sometimes it's not. And when we take the time to really sit back and feel, where is this discomfort? Or where is this joy? Or, you know, and really be with it and recognize in ourselves that this is being, you know, whoever's before us or around us or whatever the situation may be, it's catalyst that's igniting something within us. Mm-hmm. So often it's easy to project onto someone else what we're feeling when it's really us, yes?
Yes. It helps to be in San Miguel and where we are right now. We're surrounded by gorgeous flowers and wonderful people. Besides all the MAVs that go off at 4 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the weekends
this place
are wild.
Is a paradise to reflect and experience these aha moments.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, it's a magical place here. It really is.
Very much so.
So we can't have dead air time on the radio. There always has to be something going on. It's a no-no to be quiet.
All
so
right.
Shall we sing a song? I'm just kidding.
I don't think you would want me to sing a song. That's
so if you want to call in, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's for the USA and Canada. If you're outside of the USA and Canada, you might want to go on to Skype, and the handle is BBS Radio. Line one is 530-327-7602. Line two is 530-413-4522. Line three, 530-413-5011. I think you should be able to get through one of those numbers if you want to call in. So we do have a caller. We have Deborah from Kentucky on line two.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
Hi. Are you in Kentucky?
I are.
You are. Well, you're bridging the gap between Kentucky and Mexico right now. So, hola.
This is the first time that I've heard this program. It sounds wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, normally I do it alone, but I have a few of my students here right now with me. So I thought we would have fun and do it together. I'm so happy you called. Do you know anything about the cards or this system? Are you familiar with
it? I would say just kind of a general basic. I've been in, you know, the world of all this wonderful for more than a couple of decades. But this particular, what you're sharing with us, is very intriguing, and I'd love to learn more. And if there's anything you need for me to pick up a little interesting from my numbers or something, I would really appreciate that.
Well, would you like to tell me what your birthday is?
It's July 8, 53.
July 8, 1953. So July 8 is 7 of Diamonds. Hmm. Did you know that your birthday is the 7 of Diamonds day?
I think I recall that from a long, long time ago, but it's not something that I'm, like, real clearly aware of what all of that might mean.
It's a very special card. And sevens, in general, represent refinement. These are the cards that govern spirit and truth and beauty and refinement and spirituality. So the Seven of Diamonds is the card that represents the unity between spirit and matter, the marriage between heaven and earth. And having this card is very unique for you because it's one of the semi-fixed cards, they're called. There are four cards in the deck that are blessed with this title, and it's a very sensitive energy that you embody within yourself. Venus is a very, very much a ruler of who you are. Will somebody figure out, what is your present age?
I'll be 60 in this July.
So you're 59.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and you are a Cancer, so your planetary ruling card is the King of Diamonds.
That happens to be Sharon.
That's my card. So we're sisters in the diamond mines. Mm. So most of your lessons are learned through your relationships, and you're 59, so you are in your Saturn cycle. One of the blessings with your card is light gets better as time goes on. So the older you get, the better your life can become. And the direction you're moving right now is into a lot of personal power for yourself. You know, in childhood, there can be some challenges here and there because of the sensitivity of this card. And the fact that, you know, you're often giving to others before they're giving to you. This is a great habit, if you have it, to break.
I have it.
Comes with the territory, darling. But let me tell you what your opportunity is to stop that. Stop giving to people first and let them give to you, because it is so easy for you to give, and probably always has been, that it becomes a habit. And then, you know, over time, people just unconsciously think that you don't need anything because you're always taking care of them. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, my goodness, does it ever. Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Oftentimes in relationship with anybody that's in my life that I care about, and most of the time I love everybody very, very much, and there is the dynamic that you are talking about, because if I'm not the one that's primarily giving, and I don't mind at all to do that, it just comes so naturally. I don't almost know how not to do it. But I've been working with it for a few years, so I'm improving a bit. But if I don't dance, primarily, there is no dance. And that gets very, very tiring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it can lead to resentment.
So I'll listen now, whatever else you might have to share, but I thought this is wonderful that you're touching on this.
So it will serve you. It will serve you to practice allowing others to give to you first. Don't dance unless someone asks you to dance and wants to lead you and spin you and twirl you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is a hard habit to break. However, you know, when it will lead to loneliness. It does lead to loneliness. And it is because people get conditioned. It's like people look at me as, you know, I'm this tower of strength. Mm-hmm. And so if something collapses, people think I can take care of myself. I don't need anything. I don't need anyone.
Exactly.
So,
and it is because they sense whatever this amazing, huge, I tend to not call it power because it's something that frightens me.
What frightens you?
The hugeness of the power of embracing the totality of who we are.
Yes.
And the important part is to do it without ego, that you claim.
Absolutely.
The gifts that you come in with. And without ego. Because then others see that in you. And they're not turned away.
They see what in you?
Well, you have a King of Diamonds as the planetary card, which is the way in which, well, the horse you ride. And it's somewhat similar to an ascendant in astrology, but it's definitely the impression that you make even without thinking about it. And that's the regal card.
I think what Steve is saying, part of what he's saying is, you know, people perceive us a certain way, but who we are inside could be something very different, which in fact it is. And so we have to get to a place with ourselves where we're so self-aware and allowing that spirit and essence of our being to manifest. When we embrace who we really are inside, then other people are allowed to see that and embrace it as well. Unless we embrace it, other people can't see it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you know you have a piece somewhere right here? Anyway, very
interesting. That was a roller skate accident.
Oh, perfect. Anyway, on his head. So, for those of you that can't see what we're talking about. So, Deborah, if I were going to suggest anything to you, it would be to step back and really ask yourself to allow other people to give to you first. Just say, hey, I'm going to make myself available to receive. And I know it's hard because it's not your nature, but it's going to change everything and all your relationships in your life when you do that. The reason that's such a temptation is because you have the Jack of Hearts in Venus in your life path. And this is the card of sacrificial love. And so it's just your innate nature to give to everyone who's in your life. However, there has to be a balance there. And that's your lesson in this life, is to learn that balance so that you receive. And when you do that, it's going to blow your mind how it changes everything. Are you up for that?
Just the willingness to open, because I've understood that there's pretty serious imbalance. If there should be as much joy in willing to receive as there is in the givingness that comes so naturally.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, 15 years ago, a very powerful coach made a statement to me that absolutely was glorious. It was painful in the moment, mm-hmm. but she said that the not being as willing to receive as the givingness is who, like, what part of my primary who I am is, that it has something to do with selfishness. And what she meant by that is a person that's primarily in the giving mode and in the process of learning how to receive, we constrict the opportunity of the other person that is wanting to give and teaching me to learn how to receive, that is not allowing them to have the same joy.
Yes, so it's very controlling to just constantly be giving all the time. It actually comes from fear. So your opportunity is to go to point zero in yourself, in that stillness, and allow yourself to be loved by others. Yes?
Yes.
We all get that opportunity. It's just really a huge learning for you in the life path that you have. So I want to thank you for calling in and being so vulnerable on the air with us. Bless your heart.
Thank you, Deborah.
One more thing is that as you evaluate your giving and receiving, at this phase in your life, you really are finding your spiritual awareness of where you are. And don't be afraid to speak your truth about what's happening as you see yourself in community with your family and friends.
That's from the Joker there. We have to listen to the Joker.
That's wonderful.
Okay, much love to you, Deborah. Thank you for calling.
Could you just quickly tell me what the resource for contacting you at some point would be?
Yes, you can. My website is starofthemagi.com, StarOfTheMagi.com. I'm also on Facebook, Cards of Destiny or Sharon Jeffers. There are other Facebook pages with the cards. I have a phone number. It is 336-376-7685. You can call me there. I do personal readings and coaching with people. So, you can call and ask me about those things if you like as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah.
Nice.
Bless you. Have
you.
A great day.
Glad you called.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
It's so wonderful to be able to connect with people through the oracle, isn't it? Because they tell you your birthday and you get a sense of who they are, and then you get to connect with them on a really intimate, in an intimate way. Yes?
Yes.
Absolutely. My son is a seven of diamonds.
Oh.
Now I have some more things to talk about.
My daughter and my father are both seven of diamonds.
Wow.
It's the seven of diamonds.
Yeah. So you guys are really familiar with these guys. Mm. I have a very dear friend who's a seven of diamonds. And for many years, I watched her give and give and give and give and give. And the beauty was she was teaching us all how to be in friendship, how to really be a friend. But she exhausted herself and her internal resources because she never allowed us to give back to her. And there came a point where it became rough for her because, you know, she started to feel resentful. And then in realizing that we never had the space to give because she was so busy giving, it all balanced out and everything became really great. But it is a tendency. I always say the seven of diamonds are from another planet, and I know that's making you laugh, Deborah, because you have that otherworldly voice.
And the amazing thing about the cards in this regard is how confirming they are. Like, we have these attributes and these gifts and these challenges, but they're so reflective here. It's amazing to me.
And it becomes
accuracy.
And it becomes impersonal. Like, we're all in the same deck.
Yes.
You know, we're on the deck together, and so when there's no judgment, it really gets rid of the judgment.
Yes,
it turns judgment into insight.
And it's an equalizer too. It kind of like takes us all on the same playing field.
That was the biggest message of the week, is that we are all equal on this playing field of life, and we all deserve respect from one another, and we all need to respect ourselves. So each one of us has their own set of challenges and rewards throughout their life path. But we really are all faced with very similar things to contend with. And so we can share with each other and help make the journey a little more discernible and put it in perspective. So we're not alone. And the cards really help us to see where there's a grand universe that guides this whole process. And if we can be in line with that, there's an opportunity to feel more fulfilled if we buck what comes and choose the more difficult path, then we kind of make our own bed.
We're always making our own bed.
Well, not you all the time.
What's so interesting to me is that there's so much access to this kind of information through various sources, and I have been resonating with the cards because they seem to be so direct. And after just a couple of 3 months, I guess, of working with them, they reveal so much information that is really straightforward. Good stuff.
Go ahead.
Okay, to you. Take it.
Take it away. Let me give you the number again. The toll-free number, we're a little spaced out here. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's a toll-free number for USA and Canada. 888-627-6008. And line 1-530-327-7602. Something somebody just said triggered something for me, but now I can't remember what it was.
It'll come back. One thing that spaced me out was I was looking at the grackle, the blackbird that just flew right in front of us.
I know, he was stunning.
It's kind of amazing, the wildlife, the hummingbirds that are here, and
tons of hummingbirds in San Miguel. It's the bird that represents the city.
Yes.
I mean, they're everywhere. It's so cool. There are many handsome birds here. and beautiful, sweet people, and yummy food. It's a great place. So we're all feeling a little playful because we've been extremely serious for 7 days in a row. And I think, you know, at least I know for me, I know on your end, it's been a lot of information. And on my end, it's been a lot of talking. And the beauty is, you know, that we're in time here in this dimension of reality. And this oracle reveals time. And what I said in the beginning about this being a Seven of Clubs day, each and every day is governed by cards. You know, if this is new to you, think about this. There are 52 weeks in the year, and there are 52 cards in the playing card deck. There are four seasons in the year, and there are four suits in the deck. The hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. And in each one of those four seasons in our calendar year, there are 13 weeks. In each one of the suits in the deck, there are 13 cards, ace, two, king. There are 12 months in the year, and there are 12 court cards in the deck, the four jacks, the four queens, and the four kings. And if you add the entire deck up by its numeric value, it's 365. The number of days in the year. So, oh, and excuse me, if any of you live in Las Vegas, my greeting card line just went into the Rio and the Strip at Paris, Las Vegas yesterday. They just got set up in there. And so, please go get your card, and we're going to enlighten Las Vegas through the oracle so people can realize who the card deck really is.
And if you go on to the website, you can also get an email of the card of the day, and the days are reflecting what the birthdays are too. So it begins to give you a rolling idea of all the variety that's out there and the variety that we carry ourselves if it happens to be your birthday.
Well, and it's the opportunity of the day. I write them every day. It's free. Mm. Right?
Right. They are.
They're free. StarTheMagi.com. You can sign up for free. And then there's a products page. I'm the product, one of the products. You can look at the readings and what I can, you know, how I can serve you.
Well, we know there are callers out there. I'm just wondering where they are.
No, they're listeners, but they're not calling in.
Well, they're potential.
They're being shy. Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Well, there's four of us and one of them.
Oh, I see.
So, but we're not a very intimidating crew.
We don't know how we sound, though.
Oh, we don't, actually.
I mean, we are kind of intimidating. But we love you, and we will be kind to you. So what are we talking about here? If you just tuned in, we're talking about the mystic oracle of the ancient order of the Magi. And the matrix of time and how we all fit into that time. You know, each one of us is governed by a card that is associated with our birthday. And I always love the reality that, you know, this, we're all part of the same deck. It's like Jim was saying, you know, we're all the same, really. And you can't play a card game, if it calls for 52 cards and you have 49 or 51, you can't play that game. And we're so equally important to each other. And as those of us that strive to be more consciously aware become even more insightful to ourselves and each other, we can create a ripple effect in our lives. I don't have any illusions about the entire human race being enlightened. I'm not sure that's possible. I don't really know. It'd be nice. But I think a lot of people here work out things killing each other. appears that way anyway.
We have a call.
I know, but I'm not done with what I'm saying. But now I don't know what I was saying.
Well.
Okay, Gail.
Individual cards.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
You're a brave woman, Gail.
I am. I'm listening to you, and I'm just chuckling to myself in my house here. It's very funny.
Oh, goody. You're the queen of diamonds, aren't you?
I thought I would join the diamond party. Yes, that's why I called.
Oh, we got the queen here now. I'm your king. You're my queen. And you're so you're a very perceptive, intuitive woman, I would guess.
I have my moments, yes, I think.
Well, that's a part of yourself that's really great to resonate with. Because you carry a lot of power and, you know, there's a lot of lessons that get learned in your life, mainly through relationships. Because like Deborah, who called in earlier, you have a strong influence of the Nine of Hearts, which teaches us about ourselves through those we're close to. Does that make sense to you?
I had a great deal of resonance with your last caller and what you were saying. Absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you're both diamond women. You're the queen, so you sort of rule all the rest of us diamond women with your nature and your character. What's your present age?
I have a birthday, obviously, coming up. I'll be 43, so I'm 42 right now.
Oh, so you just started a new 7-year cycle on your birthday.
Oh, nice. Good, last, I could use that.
On your last birthday. You began a new 7-year cycle. Let me pull that up. So, wow. Do you have your own business?
I've been self-employed for the past 12, 13 years or so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you what you do?
Sure, absolutely. I'm a body worker. I do massage therapy, energy work, Reiki.
Okay, so what? I don't know if you've thought, I mean, the cards that came to you for your 7-year cycle when you turned 42 are really profound, and you're down living in the Neptune line in Venus, and you've got some great cards for business, for good fortune coming your way, for taking things to a new level, maybe opening up a whole new way. I keep feeling water around you. And I don't know if
I'm...
Huh?
I didn't know if you wanted me to validate or elaborate. Go ahead.
You can.
I live on the water.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm going to step out on a limb here, or maybe, you know, a rock.
Or a plank.
A plank. Yeah, I'm good at walking the plank. Do you incorporate water into your therapy?
Well, it's interesting. A couple of years ago, I'm from New York, and I moved to Florida a couple of years ago. My mom got very sick, and she passed away. Mm-hmm. And when I came up with a new, because I was restarting my business, my practice again down in Florida, and I was coming up with a new business card. And I don't know if you've ever gone on Vistaprint, but they have a water drop going into like a pond, so it's got the ripple effect.
Uh-huh.
And for whatever reason, that has jumped out at me. But I'm also, you also, I know, incorporate regular astrology into it. My moon, my Mars, and my Venus are all in Cancer. So uh-huh. I have a lot of water energy, and I've always felt the need. I'm from Long Island in New York, so I've always kind of felt the need to be around water.
Mm-hmm. There's something about and I don't know if you've thought about this, and maybe it's going to come to you, and I don't know why I can't let go of this, But I feel that incorporating water into your body work has a definite, I don't know, there's something going on about this, that it could bring you really great good fortune. Yeah, money. He's wiggling his fingers. We're all rubbing our fingers together here. Mm-hmm. We see the possibility of larger amounts of money coming your way.
Well, that would be nice. I've taken a hit over the past couple of years moving down here, that's for sure.
Well, it's you really want to, you know, maybe step outside the box a little. If an idea falls into your head that a new way of doing what you're doing or adding to it, but it definitely has to do with liquids or water or something. And the feminine.
Okay, I know there's a form of body work. I think it might be called Watsu, but it never really occurred to me. But okay.
Just check it out. There's something going on. Look, this 7-year cycle, I have another caller, so I want to give him a few minutes. But this 7-year cycle you're in right now is one of very great good fortune. And it's one where you really want to acknowledge the power and the force that you actually are. Any other stories that are going on, tell them to go drown themselves, you know, and really just, you also might want to connect with people in foreign countries or foreign people in some way to promote yourself or create some sort of new way of doing what you do.
Okay.
Okay?
Excellent. I'll keep that all in mind. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, and please call again, okay?
Absolutely. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Bye. Thank you. Okay, we only have a few minutes. Mark, hello. Hello, Mark.
Did Mark hang up?
Mark, are you there?
I am here.
I know you're there, and I knew that was you.
Oh, can you hear me now, then?
Oh, absolutely. Hello.
Oh, good. Hi, how are you? Well, I'm calling in on your show because I'm doing a lot of new projects recently in a lot of different areas, and I'm wondering if there's any sort of self-sabotaging or level that you can see in the cards or anything I need to look out for as far as, you know, stopping myself from progressing.
Are you 63?
Only for this year.
Okay.
Yeah, we wish.
Okay, you're the Queen of Hearts, the Scorpio Queen of Hearts.
Interesting.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you am. Well, I want to tell you what I see at 63. When you turned 63, you went into a new 7-year cycle. And you also moved into, your governing planet this year is Mercury. So you know this is about new beginnings. You have the Six of Spades behind you, which is your destiny. Your destiny has come to say, okay, the gig is up. We're going this way now. And so in front of you, you have this Eight of Diamonds, which wants to put you in a visible position. Now, these influences came in last October with your birthday. You probably felt them a little before. And the bringing together of art and business, spirituality, all of this melding together. You've got the Three of Spades and Venus with the Queen of Clubs. It's really important that you keep moving with your intuition, everything that's coming your way. Oh, I'm your Jupiter card. Yay! And so is Jonathan. So he's the Queen of Hearts. He's sitting here in Mars and Neptune. So he's bringing the spiritual world. This guy is one of the most amazing astrologers on the planet. Can I say that? I already said it.
Yeah, because it's the year for me to come out of the bulrushes, right?
I mean, this is my cosmic galactic brother on the phone here. Calling from California. Thank you very much. So, I mean, everything that you're embarking upon right now is showing up in your cards. You have the King of Diamonds in Jupiter, which is really powerful. And it's also sitting in your Queen of Hearts house. So this is like power over business. You know, you've got the crown on right now, and you're sitting in the throne, and your kingdom is before you to do whatever you please. And this process is not only changing your work and how you manifest, it's changing your entire life, because you are acting right now as an initiation portal for people, for the people, not just for people, but for the people. So it's a really powerful time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Now, your outcome for this year, age 63, is, you know, to be in full expression of your authentic self. You've got some really powerful, you've got all four kings this year in your spread. The King of Hearts, the King of Clubs, the King of Spades, and the King of Diamonds. Very powerful time for you. And your planetary ruling card is the Five of Clubs. King of Clubs is sitting in that house. And listen, you're in the throne, and you're not just wearing one crown, you're wearing four. And the whole entire kingdom is before you. All you have to do is say, could you put that over there, please? And I'd like this over here. And, ooh, I really like a grove of peaches growing down there under my window. Maybe a little jasmine to intoxicate me even more.
No, it's been a fascinating, you know, you've hit a lot of points here. You know, it's been a sort of a strange thing where I feel like As I accept my own momentum, I'm walking around basically, you know, one of those Twilight Zone episodes where you're sort of moving at a slightly different speed than everyone else. I'm just walking around and saying things to people, and then about a week later they're doing what I said to them, but it's sort of like they think they're doing it, and they are doing it because we're all one, you know what I mean? But it's... It's definitely a lot of that process that you're describing, and people are sort of populating, you know, my idea of not my kingdom, but the kingdom, you know. So that's been a very cool time of outreach, and everything you've said regarding the cards, you know, resonates and absolutely feels good. I like the four kings. You know, I'd rather have four aces, but I can play with four kings.
Oh, no. You want the four kings. You got aces, too. Don't worry about it. But you four kings because they're mastery, and you get to be, you know, you get to be king. I got 2 minutes before I get off here.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Well, I thank you very much. I'm glad my wife saw this on this morning, and I'm really happy to participate with you, Sharon. You're a phenomenon, and, you know, I love to talk to you all the time. See you soon.
I love you, Mark. Thanks for calling, and give Billy a hug for me.
Okay. I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. So I've got, like, 2 minutes. Helen, what can I tell you in a minute?
Just anything, any insights.
Are you aware of your card, what your card is?
Two of diamonds, Jack of Spades.
Diamonds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sorry,
What is your present age?
57.
I'm going to take one quick look in 30 seconds. I'm going to tell you.
Yay.
Two of diamonds. Family is a real focus for you right now. And there's major changes happening either with your work and your life. If you feel the urge to change things, go with it. Don't resist it. Something wants to change. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Time frame?
Time frame. Can't do time frame. I mean, now.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
that's,
for the whole year of age 57, right?
Right.
So, this is a year when your life is changing, but I do see here, are you thinking about moving to a diamond?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, it's in your cards. You got a lot of fives going on.
And those are indicative.
You know what? Let me tell you something, because I do have to get off the air. You're sitting in the Seven of Spades house. This is a deep inner journey that you must take so that you just allow yourself to be moved through these changes that are happening, because these changes really want to happen. And a lot of it is about you stepping into your own authenticity.
Yep,
and
absolutely true.
Yep. So go for that, okay? And thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome. That okay. was sure probably the shortest reading I've ever done. So, everybody, thank you for listening today. My phone number, if you want to call me, is 336-376-7685. It may take me a bit to get back to you. I'm still in Mexico for a little bit here. And you can go to my website, sign up for the card of the day for free, starofthemagi.com. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
Many blessings to all of us.
Hasta
Thank
luego.
You for listening. Yeah. Buenas tardes. And we'll be back here in 2 weeks. Well, I will be anyway. Okay, much love. Thank you. Bye.